You're listening to SBS News.
The Victorian government has rolled out a real-time prescription monitoring system designed to keep thousands of Victorians at risk of drug overdose safe from harm. SafeScript was first launched in Western Victoria last year, and after what the government describes as impressive results, is being rolled out across the full state. SafeScript will provide doctors and pharmacists with a history of the patient's previous visits to multiple clinics or pharmacies seeking similar medications. Victorian Minister for Health Jenny Markakis has told SBS the information SafeScript gathers is limited to high-risk medicines such as codeine and diazepam.
400 Victorians have died from overdosing from prescription medications, and so this is limited to those drugs that are regarded as being presenting the most potential harm to patients. It's things like strong painkillers, right. Morphine and benzodiazepines and codeine. These are drugs that people can potentially overdose from, but also highly addictive.
Alcohol and Drug Foundation policy manager Jeff Munro has welcomed the initiative and is urging all Australian states and territories to introduce uniform real-time prescription monitoring systems.
The federal government has provided some seed funding to the states and territories, but the states and territories all have to fund their own systems. We're concerned that that when the states and territories do that, all the systems need to speak to each other, so that when a person travels into state or moves into state, they receive the same quality of care.
The federal government proposed the National Data Exchange last year as a component that would develop into a full system, but it can't happen without each of the states and territories actually committing to their own systems first. Victoria decided to drop out of the national plan and trial its own system first.
Well, we certainly support the need for a national system. This has been talked about now for a number of years, and because the federal government was just taking far too long to take any action, we didn't want to wait any longer. And the Victorian government, the Andrews government, put in $29.5 million of funding to start this in Victoria.
SafeScript has also been awarded the contract to develop the national program, which was originally intended to launch by the end of 2018 but was delayed. Victoria has now joined the ACT and Tasmania in having a real-time prescription monitoring system of their own. Alcohol and Drug Foundation policy manager Jeff Munro says all states must develop their systems quickly.
Many pharmaceutical drugs, while they are efficient in the short term, they stop being efficient if they're used over a longer term period. They can lead to drug dependency. They can lead to fatal drug overdoses. That's why Australians need to have their prescription patterns monitored, both by their doctor and their pharmacist.
A major concern for Australians could be the protection of their privacy, especially after the federal government's My Health record saw more than 20,000 people opt out by the end of the first day over similar concerns. But Victorian Health Minister Jenny Markakis says real-time prescription monitoring systems are completely independent and unrelated to the My Health system.
There are very strict privacy requirements around SafeScript. There are offence provisions, criminal penalties apply for anyone who seeks to misuse the information. So this is not information being provided to any pharmaceutical company. It's not going to any private company. It's information that only the pharmacist and the doctor treating that particular patient will be able to access.
Murray Silby, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.